88-68.
Hey,
dispatch, I'm wondering if maybe you could have a road soup or a mechanic kind of find me. I'm going to Willow Creek now, then back to Beaverton, TC. My call button, my speaker is so loud. It's ridiculous. When I got back to BTC just a minute, 20 minutes ago, I had the guys who cleaned the bus help me try to, you know, pull the strings, and I tried to find the right volume, and it's just turned up like all the way. So I don't know if the volume control is broken or what's going on, but it is ear piercing. It's ridiculous.
Is this just like the normal Sav announcements, or is this the bell itself?
The bell itself. It's just, it's so loud. It's like it's turned up all the way. We tried for 15 minutes trying to find, turn it down one way, clockwise, counterclockwise, and no luck.
Yeah, I hated those bells too. If you look at the little spinny deal that you can spin, either you can see there's baffles in there, and just make sure those are closed. It can help a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I was looking at that, and I, you know, I tried to do, like I said, the guys were nice enough to help me keep pulling that string. I mean, and I went clockwise, counterclockwise, and it stayed the same. It was amazing.
No, but I mean, you have to use your eyes. It's not like one way or the other. You got to make sure that things are closed, because if you go too far in either direction, they won't be closed. So you got to look at it and make sure the vents are closed on that little spinny deal.
Copy. I'll try that. Thank you, dispatch.
You're welcome. But other than that, there's not anything they can do to lower the bell volume. It's something I really struggled with myself as an operator. So make sure just write a work card on it. All we can do is report those things, and hopefully they'll, you know, do something about it, like move the speaker, you know, away from the operator. So anyways, just keep reporting it anytime that it happens, and do the best you can.